Welcome to Bible Call, a short message based on the Word of God, brought to you daily by the Christians at Lakeview Church of Christ. When the Israelites wanted a king to rule over them instead of judges, only because all the other nations had kings, the Lord let them have their way. God himself chose Saul, a man of the tribe of Benjamin, and had his prophet Samuel anoint him as king. Saul was an impressive young man, 30 years old, a head taller than any other Israelite, handsome, and humble. He didn't think himself worthy to be king, and hid himself when he was to be revealed to the people as their leader. God had to tell Samuel where he was hiding so he could bring him out. Saul did all right as king, even though he went into the job knowing nothing about it. 1 Samuel 11 tells us that before his first great act, the rescue of the city of Jabesh-Gilead, the Spirit of God came upon him in power. And many things Saul did, he did in the power and name of God. But very early on, at Gilgal, out of fear, Saul went beyond God's commandments. Fearing that Samuel was not coming to make sacrifice and bless his army, Saul made the sacrifice himself. Samuel told him that because he disobeyed God's commandments, his kingdom would not endure. He would have no dynasty. Later, as we read in 1 Samuel 15, the Lord sent Saul and the Israelites on a mission. Verse 3, "Go attack the Amalekites and totally destroy everything that belongs to them. Do not spare them. Put to death men and women, children and infants, cattle and sheep, camels and donkeys." Saul destroyed the Amalekites, but he took their king alive, probably to show off as a captive. And he and the army took the best of the livestock, everything that was good. Because of this disobedience, Samuel told him, not only would his kingdom not be established for all time, but would be taken from him during his lifetime. Saul, chosen by God, close to God, out of fear, pride, and greed, disobeyed, and ultimately lost what God had given him. If you're a student of the Bible and would like help with that study, we would like to offer ours. We can send you correspondence courses if you like to study alone. Or one or more of the men or women here at Lakeview would be glad to sit down with you for a personal study where we can read and study and search the scriptures with you. We can arrange to do this at a time that fits with your schedule and in a place where you'll feel comfortable. Neither type of study aid carries any cost or any obligation of any kind. And if you'd like to know more about either, when this message ends, won't you simply record your name, along with some way to reach you, such as by telephone, mail, or email, and allow us to contact you and talk about it. As always, we are glad you called Bible Call today, and hope that you'll please call again tomorrow for a different, short message, always based on the Word of God.